people will be looking at it as if this is something that was predicted in some sense, but when it actually arrives, it takes on a new significance, and it is significant both from an Irish strategic point of view, significant from a United Kingdom point of view, and equally significant for the European Union. So it's important at this stage. I'll certainly be waiting for the outcome of the Cabinet meeting this morning at 10 o'clock to see what is the next step. This will be a long process. It's not just as of today. Britain is still a member of the European Union, and there will be an exit strategy which will take a minimum, I would say, of about 2 years. But for the time being, it's important that we accept the result. There will be plenty of time for analysis. Very interesting to see the likes of Wales decided to leave. Scotland decided to stay. There's a majority in Northern Ireland wanted to stay. And there will be analysis done in plenty of time, and there'll be plenty columns and inches filled over the next week, number of weeks and months. But for the moment, it's important to wait for the outcome of the Cabinet meeting this morning at 10, and to see how we work and cooperate with the British government. We have a very good relationship. We've built up a solid relationship over the last number of years, with the Queen's visit in 2011, the President's visit to the UK in 2014. So the relationship's good, the relationship's strong, and we have to see how we work through this as a result of the decision of the British people.
There are a lot of people here in Donegal crossing the border today to work and come home from work in Derry and places like that, and indeed vice versa. It can only be assumed that they're feeling quite concerned over today's result. What do you say to them?
Well, I think we have to look at countries such as Switzerland, where a lot of Swiss people travel across the border on a daily basis, where they do work in France. Now, in that situation, there are checkpoints, and this is something that we have grown unaccustomed to over the last number of years, where, yes, there is a political border, but for many, many people, crossing the border has been something different than it was 25 years ago. So with the work through this, we have to reassure the people that the cross-border relationship north and south is strong. It's a positive one. It's a good one. And obviously there's a duty on the politicians from all political persuasions to work together and assure the people that that there are strong relationships there that have been built up over the last number of years, and we have to continue to grow those.